Welcome to Mammon Audio. Robert remembers staying with his Aunt Julia when he was 9. He quickly found out that her approach to discipline was stricter than his own mum's. He writes, I have always been drawn to maternal authority figures. As a child, I always delighted in being obedient for my mother and had several crushes on my teachers. But neither of those compared to the feelings I had for my Aunt Julia. She was a mother of 3 young children when I went to stay with her for a few days, after my own mum had to go into hospital for a minor operation. I was 9 years old at the time. Although I was given the customary exhortation to be a good boy as I was dropped off, I had no idea that Aunt Julia was a lot stricter with her children than my own parents were with me. I had only been staying with her about a day and a bit when I witnessed the first dose of discipline. My cousin Sarah, Aunt Julia's eldest at 7, had been playing her up all morning, getting under her feet while she did the housework and finally hit Ian, the middle child at 4, over the head with a clump of Lego bricks. Ian was fortunately unhurt but wailed loudly. Aunt Julia scooped Sarah up with determination in her eyes, and sat on the sofa with the girl face down on her knee. I remember the sight as if it were yesterday. It was a hot day and Aunt Julia had a flowery, pinny, on with a sleeveless dress underneath. She was quite plump and her bare arms were substantial and muscular. While as other children continued to play, Aunt Julia whisked up Sarah's light summer dress, yanked down her primrose yellow knickers and smacked her bare bottom very thoroughly with her right hand. Sarah wailed even louder than Ian had done and was finally marched over to the corner, where her nose was put for some minutes so she could think about her misbehavior. Aunt Julia sat back down on the sofa and lit a cigarette. This was the 1960s, so no qualms about smoking around children, and I wandered over to her shyly and sat down close to her soft, feminine form. My aunt was sweaty from the exertion of both the spanking and the housework, but she wrapped her arm around me and cuddled me up. What's the matter, Robert? Were you frightened by that smack bottom? I shook my head. No, I hadn't been frightened, I had been fascinated. Aunt Julia held me closer, my face was now against her bare shoulder and I could smell the beau coming from her armpit. You just be a good boy for me and you won't need to be scared of that happening to you, understand? I nodded. I took Aunt Julia's spanking hand in mine. It was still red and hot from the encounter with her daughter's bottom. Does it hurt? I asked, thinking of her hand, but Aunt Julia interpreted it another way. Yes, it hurts very much. Naughty children won't be tolerated in this house, will they, Sarah? She raised her voice at the end of this remark and drew a whimpering assent from my cousin, who was still standing in the corner, holding and rubbing her smacked bottom through the seat of her dress. And indeed, I was never naughty enough to need a smacking from Aunt Julia, but she gave out several more to Sarah and Ian during my stay. After every punishment, I would go and sit by her and cuddle up. Aunt Julia's youngest was Jenny, who was around 18 months, and I also loved to watch her being breastfed. I would cuddle underneath my aunt's free arm and listen to Jenny sucking on the breast, leaving the dark nipple wet with saliva once she had finished feeding. I have very happy memories of my stay and as I say, I have been drawn to female authority figures ever since. Now, as an adult, I regularly see a lady disciplinarian and enjoy the snuggles with her even more than the spankings she gives me.